If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, this is not going away. This idea, sparked by Luigi Mangione, that, you know what, we just need to start killing CEOs. This radical, crazy idea. Really catching on with young people. And this poll, this is a problem. This mentality is a problem. It's a mentality we've been talking about on the show for a while. It came right out of the summer of love, and it metastasized. The idea started by the left that if you own a business, that's all we need to know about you. You're guilty, and we're going to burn it down. We're going to burn it down every time we get mad. In fact, it's okay. No, not only okay, but justified to steal everything on your shelves because that is part of the fight for fairness. This belief in this generation is literally causing, for the first time in 20 years, more than 20 years, we've had self-checkout. They have to rip the self-checkouts out or reconfigure them to keep this generation from stealing merchandise, robbing stores blind. It's a mentality, it's a massive problem, and it's captured perfectly in this poll. A stunning poll, Lee, that finds more young Americans think CEO assassination is acceptable than not. Let that sink in.
Now, when you have a culture that thinks it's fine to annihilate a child before they are birthed, in some cases, even after, you know, why should a CEO be any different, I guess?
Yeah. And we've had that pro-abortion, anti-life culture for over 50 years in this country. This is something new. I mean, this is even a step. Yeah. This is a moral collapse. And I'm telling you, it came at summer of love. And even when the media writes about it, they'll say, well, all this changed during COVID. No. What happened during COVID? The summer of love. The idea that it's okay to burn down destroy $2 billion worth of property. That is the second largest destruction event adjusted for inflation on American soil. Number one was the Civil War. After the Civil War, this is the single most destructive event in American history, according to the insurance industry. Final tally, $2 billion. Why? They got mad because some cop choked a guy to death. So we burned down businesses. We did $2 billion worth of damage. Well, what do the businesses have to do with the cop? Nothing. Many of them were in a city the cop wasn't in. I know. Well, they're just guilty. They own businesses. What if they're black? A lot of them are black and own businesses. Nah, it doesn't matter. You own a business, you're guilty. Staggering poll from Emerson College suggests more young Americans believe Luigi Mancioni's assassination, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was acceptable than don't. So here's how this works out. 41% of 18 to 29-year-olds believe the murder of Thompson was either somewhat or completely acceptable versus 33% who say the murder was completely unacceptable. And another 7% who believe it was somewhat unacceptable. I mean, yeah, kind of a little, but not, you know, probably not totally. To me, you look at even that 7% believes it's somewhat unacceptable. Somewhat unacceptable. We don't kill people.
Yeah.
We don't do that. But they do. 19% professed a neutral opinion on the question. I'm neutral. I don't know. I don't know if we should kill him or not. I'm not going to say we should kill him, but I'm not going to say we shouldn't kill him. That's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
He left behind 16 and 19-year-old sons who are watching this national debate over whether killing dad was a good idea. So this isn't going away. And now we have speculation going on. If you read the Daily Beast, read all that. The left loves this guy. The people writing for the left know they love this guy. They're feeding it. They're trying to get the hits and the clicks. And now they're trying to strategize, okay, how can we get him, you know, off here? Jury pool poison. It's only going to take one to hang the jury. You know, how can we? And you can tell by the things that Luigi Mangione wrote. He wants, this is not just about a healthcare CEO, okay? He wasn't even a victim of UnitedHealthcare, okay?
No, wasn't even a customer.
And again, to me, the most important line of his manifesto, and nobody's talking about this, and I don't know why, is where he admits he doesn't understand how the healthcare industry works. He doesn't understand how the insurance industry works. He doesn't actually understand why UnitedHealthcare is guilty. And then he throws out a stat from Michael Moore in the movie Sicko, which is about the healthcare industry. He throws out a stat about how, you know, we have the highest prices that we pay for healthcare, and yet we're 42nd in life expectancy. And then he just goes on to say, but I don't even really understand any of this anyway. So look, somebody else, he writes, you know, smarter than me, is going to have to make the argument against the healthcare industry. I'm just going to kill the CEO. So he doesn't even understand. And he says that in his manifesto. I don't even know why I'm killing this guy, but he deserves to die.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is going to be a problem, okay? This is right under the surface, waiting for the left to exploit just the right moment around just the right event with just the right amount of misinformation and, quite frankly, flat-out lies before it spins out of control.
Almost makes you wonder if they can't get him off the hook on the charges that they might get him to run for office.
I can see, you know what, Lee? I can actually see that. I could see a hung jury.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe two hung juries. Most prosecutors, even if they know you're guilty, a case is big, clear first. I mean, and look, he was just charged yesterday, okay? First degree murder, which is absolutely appropriate. It was completely premeditated.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the crime on video, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So.
You know, they get a hung jury in this first one. It's a big case. It's clear for, I mean, you can't get a clearer case of first degree murder. They'll probably try him again. Two hung juries, though. I mean, not most prosecutors will not go beyond two hung juries. I mean, it's just not done. Can they do it? I don't be surprised. You only need one of these to make it onto the jury. Do not be surprised by this. So this is a problem. We've got another problem, too. And I've got a Blue Sky account now. I go on Blue Sky every day to see what is going on there. Go to Blue Sky. Still do this, Lee. I mean, this has been going on for more than a week. Put in Luigi Mangione's name. Put in UnitedHealthcare. Whatever. Pick something. Put and then go read all of the comments right in the posts. I have yet, after a week, to find a single comment or post on Blue Sky, which is all leftist, saying, you know what, it would be immoral to kill people. It's all pro-murder. If you go over to Blue Sky, Luigi Mangione is an absolute, as the New York Times correctly called him in a headline, folk hero.
Well, yeah. It depends on which folk you're talking about, but yeah.
And what drives me nuts, Lee, I'm going to get into this later on in the show. I have for all of you 18 to 29s, I get it. You were kids when we had the Obamacare debate. Yeah. You missed it.
Yeah.
So what you missed was every day the healthcare lobbyist who wrote the bill with the Democrats, it wasn't a single Republican vote, going to the White House. What you missed was an economist by the last name of Gruber, who after the bill passed, laughing at the left for how stupid they are for allowing them to pass this bill and admitting that the middle class wasn't going to be able to afford health insurance now. And that was the goal. If you play the longer clip, and I've got it, that was the goal, to break the back of the middle class in terms of healthcare so it would become affordable. That was the goal.
So where we are now with health care and insurance in this country is literally at the feet of the Democrat Party.
The only people on our side that can seem to get this right, okay, and I am so frustrated listening to this being talked about on talk radio across the country. We cannot get this right. Oh, it's a corporation. I'll defend it. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a talk show host. No.
Yeah.
You're defending Obamacare.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah. This is not capitalism.
No, this is not capitalism.
Nothing like it.
Oh, we shouldn't hate capital. This is not. Oh. Democrats wrote this bill. They wrote it to self-destruct the healthcare industry. They wrote it so that even when companies that are evil, like United Healthcare is, it's an evil company. It, the way it operates, because it was set up that way by Democrats and the healthcare lobbyists who wrote it. When United Healthcare denies your claims that you are legitimately entitled to, and they know it, and they do it on purpose because they think you don't have the money to hire the lawyer to fight them. And they specifically, Lee, go through and look for cancer patients they believe who are too sick to fight them, and they deny their claims. They know they owe them the money. That's evil. And those cancer patients, by law, still have to pay United Healthcare. And that's the Democrats. They wrote that with the healthcare lobbyists. You mad? Go to DNC headquarters. Google it. Get the address. Go there. That's what you do if you're mad. Go there. They wrote it. They did it. And RC has got to stop defending these companies. It's not capitalism. Yeah, so frustrating. And now we got a whole generation wants to kill CEOs, and they don't even know why.